KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The winter season has claimed at least 9 lives in KZN over the past weekend. The victims died in 2 separate incidents in the Midlands and eThekwini. 7 of them died of suspected carbon monoxide poisoning on Sunday at a house near Henley Dam, west of Pietermaritzburg. Here's KZN COCTA spokesperson Senzo Mzila.
It is believed that the victims, who were all men aged between 17 and 50, had gathered to sleep after attending an event. It is suspected that they lit a brazier in Baula inside the rendezvous to keep warm due to the cold winter night. Tragically, they did not wake up and were discovered unresponsive on Sunday morning. Among the deceased were 4 members of the Mjali family from Kezubuso, including a grade 10 pupil.
Mzila says 2 others were killed on Friday night after a fire broke out at an informal settlement in the south of Durban. He says 15 structures were destroyed in the blaze in Crossmoor.
The MEC for COCTA, Reverend Tulasizwe Buthelezi, has assigned disaster management teams together with social partners to provide the necessary support and trauma counseling to the affected families. The MEC also calls upon communities to exercise extreme caution when using heating appliances such as braziers and generators.
Police in Greytown are calling for help in finding a local man who has gone missing, Vukani Victor Shangase. Was last seen in mid-April. Officials say the 28-year-old was with a group of friends at the time of his disappearance. He was wearing a green jacket, blue jeans and white sneakers. Constable Siyabonga Mkhwanyana of the Umzinyathi SAPS says Shangase is tall, slim and dark in complexion.
Anyone with the information of his whereabouts is urged to contact Detective Captain Vusumuzi Buthelezi on 079-5000-138 or contact Crime Stop on 08600-10111.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says her department is fast-tracking projects to ensure reliable availability of jet fuel. She says the airports company South Africa has allocated over 21 billion rand for infrastructure development. She says this will improve facilities for passenger safety and comfort over the medium term, and they'll also build a new freight terminal at Oa Tambo International Airport. And Iran has suspended its cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. It's a measure that was drawn up in the wake of Israeli and US strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites. Last Tuesday, a day after a ceasefire took hold, Iranian lawmakers overwhelmingly voted in favor of the bill. State media is today reporting that Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has promulgated the law, pausing cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iranian officials have sharply criticized the IAEA for what they described as the agency's silence in the face of the Israeli and US attacks. The top story, the winter season has claimed at least 9 lives in separate incidents in the KZN Midlands and eThekwini over the past weekend. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.